Jim and Marjorie now.
Every Friday at 7:45, by the way, it's 23 degrees overcast, going up to 45 degrees. Tomorrow's in the 50s, so everything will melt, or at least most things will melt. Every Friday at 7:45, Carl from New Hampshire joins us to talk about Boston. But, you know, actually, while he talks about Boston, we actually journeyed to New Hampshire, and I got hives doing it. Milford, New Hampshire, last Saturday night, 400 people at a fundraiser, comedy fundraiser, organized in great part by Carl and David Cates, the wonderful husband of the late Kimberly Cates. I have to say, it was one of the greatest events, Carl, and you were so funny. And your
Carl
bit,
was
we
great.
Almost passed out.
Carl was
out.
Great. We said, I don't know, this could
see
be
here?
This could be painful,
Carl.
We said to ourselves.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're
yeah.
praising you. You're supposed to say
yeah.
thank you. You were great,
because
too.
Because we were very skeptical. We thought, I don't know.
No, I was just sitting back and basking in the praise.
Yeah.
You were
awesome.
really funny.
You were a riot.
Yeah, unlike what you were here every
little,
Friday here.
A little off color, Carl. I was stunned at a little of those.
Well, you know what? I actually thought I had a terrible set that night, but
actually, so did I. Marjorie's the one who said it was good. I didn't think it was that.
Thank you for finally filing an honest report.
And by the way, again, we urge people. Even if there are a lot of events, if you want to stay abreast of those, make a contribution to a wonderful organization. In the name of Kimberly Cates, who you know had a horrible end up there in Mount Vernon, New Hampshire, go to Kim Cates Fund. Is K with Kim, C with Kate's fun.org. So, Carl, what are you bringing to the table today? I assume not much.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I just want to thank you guys again really quickly for coming up and helping make that thing such a success.
Who'd you think was better, me or Marjorie?
Would you stop it?
No, I'm asking, who do you think was better, really?
Jim takes over these whole things. I get to have like 7 words, which should be no surprise, at all these events. Jim tells me what to do, and it gives me like 3 lines.
Exactly.
Why don't I just say Jim was better, and then Marjorie, I'll call you later and tell you what I really
Fine,
think.
Let's leave it okay. at that. What do you bring? Okay. What happens this weekend in Boston, Carl?
Well, before we get started, yeah. you guys questioning the cash business of the Swan. Someone's going to wake up with a swan head in their bed tomorrow, is what I'm afraid of.
That's an excellent point. I hadn't thought of that, Carl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's going on in Boston this weekend. Big time rush.
What?
Big time rush.
What's that?
Well, see, you guys don't have, maybe you don't have kids this age anymore. They're yeah. like a Nickelodeon band, teen sensation band.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, and they're embarking on their first national tour, and they'll be at Boston University College tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
What's Boston University?
Better With You tour.
Wait a minute. Is it Boston University or Boston College?
He has no idea.
Boston University College of Fine Arts.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right, the Boston University College of Fine Arts. I just want to make sure you weren't mixing
By
up
the way,
the
it's BTR Band, as in BigTimeRushBand.com, assuming
yeah.
Carl's wrong about the location. Well, that's a good one. What else you got?
I wasn't wrong about the location.
Whatever.
Here's the other thing. Full Monty at the Boston Conservatory.
Wow.
That's tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a great movie, and it's supposed to be a great play, too, right?
Well, hopefully out-of-town actors. I mean, I can't imagine prancing around in your hometown. Well, maybe I can. Hey, yeah, everyone remembers this play. It's the unemployed steel workers from Buffalo discover the bonding and friendship that comes from naked dancing.
Wait a second.
I mean, that's it in a nutshell.
They naked dance in the thing?
It's the Full Monty, Jim.
Oh, okay, then. Now we're talking. You seen this thing, Marjorie?
Yeah, I thought they were British. They were from Buffalo?
The story was based on unemployed steelworkers from Buffalo.
I did not know that. When I saw The Full Monty, and I loved it, it was a terrific movie. It was these Brits. It was really great. They were trying to make some money, and that's what they did. They became naked male dancers. It was a riot.
You know what we've done? We've challenged the facts on both of Carl's events so far
uh-huh.
in this report. Let's see how we do on number 3, Carl.
Yes, there's going to be more of an interrogation than a weekend preview. How about the Carolina Chocolate? Drops.
I love them. Where are they performing?
Well, it's not they. That's Toad for some kind of animal dropping. No, actually, it is. It's a Grammy Award-winning trio from North Carolina. They'll be at the Berkeley Performance Center. Did I get that location right,
Jim?
Yes, yeah,
you
I think
did.
You did, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, they bring kind of a new sizzle to traditional African-American string bands. They may want to consider a name change, in my opinion. You know?
Carolina Chocolate Drops, that is.
Yeah, that is sort of a weird name. You're right about that.
I never heard of them, but it sounds
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Mo.
Huh? Mo what?
Mo.
Okay.
Mo anything.
Yeah.
Tonight, 7 p.m., House of Blues. All it says is Mo. Jazz.
What is that? Is that a performer? Is it a group?
I have no idea who Mo is.
Well, why are you asking people to go see it if you don't even know what it is?
Maybe someone knows who Mo is, you know? You can get
They're a jam band. Thank you, John Parker. Starting next Friday, you can do this feature. Go ahead.
No kidding. Personally, I need less, not Mo. Okay?
Why are we laughing at this pathetic? Okay, go ahead. You actually were really funny. Were you nervous having us there, by the way?
I'm funny when you listen to these previews, isn't it?
Were you nervous when we were sitting there in the audience?
No, not at all. I was distracted because just so much going on and people parking their cars in the fire lane and
great apple. What's the name of your friend's restaurant who made the appetizers? That was they were unbelievable.
We must have had about 30 pigs and blankets.
The food was great.
What's that guy's name?
Ray Bent.
By the way, I want you to know, what's the name of his restaurant?
B&D Bagel Shop on South Street in Milford.
By the way, Carl invites me to dinner before the event. You know who ends up paying for dinner?
Who?
I did. It's a great deal. I really appreciate it, Carl. It was great.
You know what? I forgot my wallet was in my other pants. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
What else?
Now, listen to this. For any of you parents out there who sent your kids to college, your little snowflake, as Michael likes to tell them, and things didn't work out, tomorrow, Boston Academy of Burlesque Entertainment, also known as BABE, an introduction to burlesque.
That actually is pretty cool. What is that?
Well, it's, I don't know, it's at the Boston Academy of Burlesque Entertainment, BABE.
Yeah.
So consider this series of classes designed with the novice in mind, naturally, aren't they always? And maybe your kid can become a professional dancer.
That's terrific.
Yeah, you learn how to go dance on the brass pole.
You know about this?
BABE, babe classes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's you learn how to be a stripper.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is, Mike. Can you imagine going out to buy your kids a brass pole?
No, I it's something you really don't want to happen. Your mother, as a mother, that your daughter winds up being a stripper. That's not the way you hope she goes.
By the way, find the location, you go to ChristyMyHost.com. Go ahead. That's not fair. That's all right. I take that back.
That was uncalled for.
What else? I shouldn't have called for it. Go ahead.
This sounds like fun. Oscar-nominated short films, animated short films nominated for Oscars for 2012. Be a big showcase tonight at the Landmark Kendall Square Cinema.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's also a chance to see Jim Browdy in claymation for anyone who's interested. Took a lot of clay, but it's really funny.
Now, Marjorie, tell us about what happens at the Kendall Square Cinema, Marjorie.
Well, whenever you go to the Kendall Square Cinema, I was just there a couple of weeks ago, everybody wears berets.
No, they don't. Not everybody wears
berets.
Yes, they
do. And you're standing, everybody has to stand in the parking lot after the film to pay the parking lot attendant, and we have these people standing there doing the analysis. I'm not sure that the cinematography was quite what it should have been in scene number three.
It's a great theater. They have real butter on the popcorn.
They do have real butter on the popcorn.
They have cafe lattes.
But it is the most obnoxious caricature of Cambridge crowd you ever want to see. It's a sort of anthropological experiment. Everybody should go to the Kendall Square Theater.
Well, you know what? It's better than supporting that anti-industry Lorax movie that's coming out this weekend. clearly meant to be Mitt Romney, the Lorax.
That's probably true.
That's a good point.
Hey, did you want to say something we're told about spring training or something? What's up with that?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to let everyone know that spring training is beginning. And, you know, they built an all-new Fenway in Fort Myers, Florida. It's a brand new facility built with all the same engineering errors that still haunts a real Fenway. And you know one interesting fact, the urinal trough for the new Fenway was actually seasoned for a full year in a Mexican prison.
Oh, that's great.
That is really nice. Now, are you performing anywhere this weekend or what?
I am off this weekend. I'll be at the Portland, Maine Comedy Connection next Thursday night.
One of my favorite cities in the world. I love
Portland's
Portland, Maine.
Portland's a great city.
Where are you going? Where are you going to be again?
Portland Comedy Connection, Portland, Maine. Next
I assume
Thursday
it's going to be better than that set you did last Saturday night
he
at the
great.
Kim Cates thing, right?
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, I loved you, Carl. I thought you were terrific. I thought the whole evening was great, but I thought your set was terrific, no matter what you
think. It was a great night. Everybody was thrilled to meet you guys.
It was
great. You finally got to meet Jamie.
People were great. Oh, by the way, we said that. When we haven't had this discussion with you just for 30 seconds. When you walk into this event, again, there are 400 people. There's a cocktail. You know, there's a reception before. And the daughter of Kim Cates, who, by the way, I think most people know is lucky to be alive herself, greets you at the door. One of the sweetest, warmest wonderful young. I mean, just it was so heartwarming. It was like unbelievable. Well, Carl, you know, did a great job. David Cates did a great job. Your friends. It was really one of the best events I've been to in a long time.
And you know what it says? That little girl, she had a great mom.
Oh my,
she had a great mom.
Marjorie, you know what David had said about Jim?
What?
He seemed sincere. Yeah. That's when the whole evening took a bad turn, you know.
Hey, Carl, thanks so much. It was great to see you last Saturday. We'll talk to you next Friday. Go check him out
in
Portland next Thursday night. You too. Carl from New Hampshire.
Thank you very much,
really
Carl.
Who really was one of the two or three driving forces behind this fabulous event.
Yeah, and he's a terrific stand-up comic.
He was great.
Like,
he was really
I was stunned.